all of a sudden the naivete completely stripped away and my writing changed from, gosh, what can we do, to, you know, fuck this bullshit. This culture is killing the planet and I don't need to be nice anymore. When I write my work and when I look at my work, I get a little bit confused sometimes, because when I read my work, I sometimes think, gosh, I'm kind of mean, because I call the culture sociopathological. I call individual philosophers sociopaths. And, you know, I've heard Andrea Dworkin speeches, and the first time I heard one, I was really surprised at how soft-spoken she was. And I know someone who knew Andrea personally and said she was like the sweetest, most soft-spoken person you'd ever hope to meet. And her work is just fire on the page. It's just filled with rage. And I feel the same thing about my work, that I was doing an interview 12, 13 years ago, and about 2 minutes is in person. About 2 minutes into the interview, the two interviewers just started laughing and they said, we thought you'd be pounding on the table and spitting, but you're like a nice guy. And I look back at a language older than words and culture make-believe, and there's like an open-eyed naivete in both of those books. You know, in culture make-believe, I'm going along and I say, gosh, you know, pornography might be bad, but I don't really know anything about pornography because I haven't really looked at it, and I hear it's bad, so maybe I should look at it and see. And then I look at it and I see, well, yeah, it's pretty bad, and it affects your psyche and it does bad things to your internal fantasy life. And there is this sort of walking through the problems. And then something happened when I was writing Endgame, and if I really looked, I could probably find the exact page where this happened, but all of a sudden the naivete completely stripped away and my writing changed from, gosh, what can we do, to, you know, fuck this bullshit. This culture is killing the planet and I don't need to be nice anymore. And if they're going to contribute, if somebody's going to contribute to the murder of this planet, well, fuck them. I get to call them a sociopath. And it's been an interesting thing. And it's like as I've gone along more and more, I am getting more and more angry. And, but I'm trying to be really clear that there are some people who go, gosh, you know, Derek is just so angry. He's a very angry person. But actually, I'm not an angry person. I'm actually quite happy and even keeled in my life. But, you know, the murder of the planet makes me angry. And so I don't know what to do with that information. I just know that I am increasingly outraged at the murder of the planet and the fact that most people don't give a shit. And part of my problem is that I can't pretend that I'm not angry about the murder of the planet.